What's up in this motherfucker, y'all? Welcome to the Freaky Crew. I'm your host, Mind Freak Up in This Bitch. And it's brought to you by the good people, not so good people, at JulieLand.com. I'm joined by Mr. Avery.
Yo.
What up, dog?
How are you, sir?
And my co-host today is... Is that a fucking joke? So look, we got, it's just us. You got two dicks and four balls. So it's just me and Mr. Avery here. If you don't like it, stop it and go to the next. I mean, you can't always have bitches when bitches ain't always available.
Exactly.
So this topic today is going to be the ketchup. The ketchup. What does the ketchup mean? We're going to talk about.
Does that come with mustard?
Comes with relish, mayonnaise, provided by me, pump here, bitch.
I just had thought of something. I think this is the condiment episode.
Right. Condiment episode. And let's turn this off. People fucking bothering me. That's my phone. It never stops ringing. And that's the reason why we're going to have the catch up. We're going to let you know what's going on with the Freaky Crew. We're going to let you know what's going on with Archangel. And
so this is the update. This is like, we haven't been on since...
Since October.
Here we go. So I'll ask the questions then. What the fuck have you been up to?
Everything.
Yeah, mainstream. Christmas.
Damn, Christmas.
Vegas.
Christmas, new company. Vegas, new company. Lots of shit. Actually, started, first thing, I started my corporation, Mind Vision Inc.
Yay.
That was a blessing. I went and did it, and I was like, oh shit, this is official. I got to pay taxes and do shit like a fucking adult. And I'm like, God damn. So... Mind Vision Inc. So all of my movies are produced by me now instead of Tori Black. I mean, Tori Black is still there, but
right.
she's going to use her corporation for other things, and right. mine is going to handle the Archangel
adult
stuff. So
like the adult side,
right? Actually, it should be the other way around because she named her corporation after herself,
right?
So, but I'm like, fuck it, let me get my shit established. I'm like super anal tentative when it comes to bills and checks, and I'm like, cash your fucking check, people. So I'm very proud of that.
How'd you come up with the name?
It's my vision. Everything is my vision.
Okay.
Since I'm the mind freak, I didn't want to put mind freak to where people look at that and they find it and it's like, oh
yeah.
So I'm like, it's my vision, it's my mind vision.
Okay.
You see what I see. So
okay.
You know, if, and it's not necessarily all of my pornography work. I want to be a photographer like yourself.
Okay.
So you know, when you look at my pictures, that's a mind vision right there. So I think I'm like, oh, I gotta see if we could buy that domain. I didn't even think of that. I gotta go ahead and go.
We better buy it now,
yeah,
before somebody.
Yeah, right.
This plays.
Somebody hears this shit.
Exactly.
You know, Mind Freak is up for sale. For, they want $2,000 for it. Did you know that? They want $2,000, and just
fuck
like
them.
You open your mouth on that mic, that's what I told them to do on mine.
Yeah.
Suck my motherfucking
exactly.
dick. You're not getting $2,000.
Like,
maybe I might pay because you know my name is my name, but I'm also copywritten.
Yeah.
Mind Freak is copywritten now.
Yeah.
So.
But it's like. 2K is just like way too much for that shit.
Yeah, no, I was the mindfreak.com is already popping. If I want to have a sex site, which I'm 50-50 on,
yeah,
I might buy it.
Right.
Cuz then it'll be worth it. But if not, my blog site is where you find me.
Exactly.
So what else is going on? Ark.
What'd you do for
Angel.
Christmas?
Christmas, I went out to Vegas. Was out there with my brother and My chick told me that I couldn't get a gift that I couldn't use to make money. And I'm like, you know, Christmas is cool, but at the same time, all the things that I invest my money on, I make money with.
Right.
You know, like I bought my strobes. I bought a new fucking lens.
Right.
You know, so there's like things that...
I call those tools.
Right.
You tools to
I mean?
Do your job.
Right.
It's like if you're a carpenter, you would buy a new hammer,
exactly.
a screwdriver, same thing.
So she said, no, you can't get that. So she bought me this. She bought me this big-ass chain.
Wow.
But it's also an investment.
Right.
Because I can go and cash this shit in and get money. So she
yeah.
says, you know, I like you looking good, and you've been wanting these for a long time. So I'm
And
like,
now you look good.
Yeah, but
it's
I look good
It's a mass improvement.
It. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It just makes motherfuckers want to rob me now.
Exactly.
That's what they're like, oh, that motherfucker.
Exactly.
Like. But... if I like, depending on what car I drive, if I drive the Honda, they're like, oh, that's costume jewelry. If I drive the Escalade, they're like, oh, he got money. Exactly. So you know what I mean? Come fuck with your boy. I'll beat your motherfucking ass. You fuck with my chain.
It's funny. Like, they see you in the Honda. Oh, he's just playing.
Right. No, I seen another little motherfucker had some jewelry on. And I'm like, dog, your shit ain't thick. Yeah. Like, your shit ain't gold and it ain't thick. Like, when you see this shit, it don't move. That costume jewelry is going to swing like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Been around it.
Listen to this shit, look. That's heavy.
I totally know what you're saying.
So, yeah, Christmas, you know, but Christmas isn't about me anymore. It's about my babies. You know what I mean? I got them all types of shit, you know, so... As long as there's 1,000 fucking gifts up under that tree with my kids and my niece, nephews, and shit like that, I don't give a fuck about me, so.
And then Vegas happened.
Yeah, Vegas AVN. Did happen. Nah, I can't skip over Hollywood happened. No, downtown LA happened. XBiz, that's where
XBiz was. I forgot all about that, yeah.
Yeah, everybody always forgets about XBiz and they think of AVN, but, you know, XBiz, I think, show love to the underdogs, whereas AVN, they show love to their guys that they're in bed with.
Literally. Well, they show love to the people who pay the money.
Right. You know what I mean?
XBiz, I don't even know who won what this year.
You know
like
what?
Who won Performer of the Year and shit like that?
The guy was James Dean.
Of course.
Annika Albright. She did a clean sweep this year. She did it XBiz and AVN. AVN, McBlue won, which was... I think it was bittersweet. I told this to him, to his face... I said, working with Mick for so many years, he should have got it a few years ago. But he was out there. He was directing for 3-4 different companies, so you always got Mick Blue.
Right.
And, you know, you kind of sacrifice that quality for quantity. So now that he's not directing so many titles and he's active, his scenes are more quality.
Right.
Because he's just as busy. But when you're directing and you're in your movies, it's kind of like, you know, you don't fuck everybody you want to fuck all the time.
Exactly.
You know? So I thought that it was good for him. James Dean, he did a good job at hosting. I'm lying. He bombed the fuck out of that shit. He didn't know. He was nervous, like, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, wow.
But don't you think like these? I've been to plenty of the award shows too, and it's just. I mean, you got to lower expectations. They're never all that good. The hosts are like, they're not professional hosts. Just because they're a porn star doesn't mean they can actually be a host.
But we do have people out there that can actually do the job. But right. I think that everybody, when you look at the stage, the porn girls and the porn guys, they envision their self up there and they go, I would have did better. No, the fuck you wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, be honest with yourself. Yeah. Like, you would have went up there and bombed the shit out of it. If a person like James Dean, who has supreme fucking confidence, goes up there and he's afraid?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I think that they really need to, XBiz, I think they really need to look into some hosts. That's because, I mean, the last fucking few years, they've been bombing. Like, you had Jenna Jameson, whack. Tara Patrick, whack.
Yeah.
James Dean, scared. Yeah. So it's like, man, get out there and coach these guys. Put them in acting classes. If they're going to be at the forefront of your business, invest in that person. Say, hey, this is what we're going to do. Prep them and get them going.
They should just get Jimmy Fallon.
I wish.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I wish, but, you know.
Or like somebody like that Conan or something, like a real person, like it would just blow everybody's mind.
No, because then you get the person up there and the bitch is going to want to fuck them. Exactly. You know what I mean? They'll be hard to fucking focus. They'll be in the back getting blowjobs.
Did you win any awards?
I got nothing.
Okay.
But that's not the reason why I make movies. A lot of people say, I feel snubbed. Of course, I feel fucking snubbed.
I got nominated and I didn't win anything.
Right. And to be honest, I can talk about you a little bit. Like, you'll run laps around all these fucking photographers and the shit that you envision. And I'm not just saying that because you're sponsoring my show, but it's real talk. Like, if you were to fucking break out your catalog of pictures and compare them to the guys in the industry that we know about, these motherfuckers is playground. You're international. There's a big difference.
I've never, to be honest with you, I won one award a long time ago for something in the beginning from AVN or something. But I really didn't care, and I still don't care. And I actually don't think I do porn, so I don't think I fit in anyways. Right. So, but I do think, like, I just like when everybody else that I'm working with gets nominated. I get more joy out of you getting what you want, or Ash or Audrey, or anybody, or Bobby at the time, whatever. Like when Bobby won Side of the Year like 4 years ago, that was much happier about that than me winning anything.
If you ever think that...
But they don't mean
anything. Right. If you ever think that musicians go into the studio with hopes of winning a Grammy, that's false.
Yeah.
They're doing something that they love. And actually, I honestly love my job. But by me being a first-year full-time director and really coming in and getting a name and have people, you know, take an interest in me, that's the award in itself. Right. I have the fucking freaky crew, man.
I know.
And I don't give a fuck who you are, whether you love me, you hate me. Every fucking day you're going to see something. Whether it's my movie, whether it's a fan, whether it's anything.
Right, but I think you said it. I think you said it best, because really, you just started really full time doing this.
Right, what, like for a year.
A year, right? Exactly.
It's my year anniversary.
Yeah. So you're just building up steam, and
right.
So,
but if you look at like the top recent directors,
yeah,
I'm like number 11. Like number 11 out of 100. So the thing is like, come on now. Like, it's fucking phenomenal. I think my food's here.
All right.
We're going to see. Coffee?
Good to go.
Yeah. You sure you don't want none of this?
I'm positive.
Okay, cool. So, like I was saying, you know, when you have, I would rather be known as the people's champ. Because you have, no, real shit, because... You have a lot of people that
it sounds like
make a lot of fucking money.
Who was the wrestler that was the people's?
The Rock.
Was it The Rock?
Yeah. Yep. Do you smell? that dude was dope.
From now on, like, he's the... Who's Mind Freak? He's the Rock of the porn industry.
The Rock of the porn industry.
Do you smell what I'm cooking?
Right. That's how I feel. Like, I stand up on top of the fucking turnbuckle and I fucking shout out Freaky Crew and what I got going on. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, I don't... There's a lot of people that put their dues in.
The visuals that I'm getting right now.
So, going back to what I was saying, it's like the awards really don't define me. At the end of the day, being in this industry and having a director's deal.
Yeah.
In this day and age, is very fortunate. Because I've seen a lot of people that got regular jobs. And they don't direct movies anymore. People that have their own companies that had to give that up to become workers. So for me not to appreciate like this, what I have, and be like, fuck, I didn't win any awards. That's not what I do it for. You know. Now, awards are nice. Don't get me wrong. If they fucking give me one, I will parade that shit and I'll take pictures of it. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I just want to do something that people would love. And I get comments every
I'm a little nervous now if you do get one. What will happen?
Oh, man. I'm going to be laid up
if
naked.
If you get to go up on stage.
I don't really know what I would say. I probably would thank everybody that... helped me out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my list is long, and people that don't even think that they helped me out will be a part of that list. Yeah. You know, like when I had my, I think it was my XBiz or AVN article, I mentioned Jules, I mentioned Mason, I mentioned Greg Lansky, I mentioned Kevin Moore. And people go, well, why would you give those guys that light? I'm like, well, those are the people that are doing the shit that, that I respect right now. Chris Streams, Jason. I said, if you don't give it up to the guys that came before you, you're shit.
And also, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these people.
Some of those people.
Yeah, but I'm saying whether they helped you or inspired you. Or even just, you said they inspired you in that, I always say, sometimes people inspire you like, I don't want to be like that.
Right. I see people like that today.
Yeah.
Now, some of those people that I mentioned, there's one person I mentioned earlier in this fucking blog that... I wouldn't want to be like, because I looked at how he directed his movies and this shit got my name on it. So you mean to tell me that I'm not going to add money to, you know, my production and get a certain location or a certain girl? This is an investment. My name is on the box. The fans are believing that I'm fully invested in this. You don't got to wait until the company. So it's like, I'm going to take the initiative when you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like last night, I shot a fucking scene. I got home. 1 o'clock in the morning, didn't get in sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock, I'm here with you, drinking coffee, farting in your chair, and doing a motherfucking podcast, talking about other motherfuckers. Yeah. But if you want to grow, it takes work, it takes dedication, and it's self-motivation, it's self-determination. You can't depend on anybody else. I could have canceled on you today, and you'll be like, all right, see you next time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, fuck that.
We're and I'm glad we're here.
Badass shit, so, and we're going to knock it out.
I want to ask the big question. So how did the whole...
I'm not gay, though.
I know that. Okay. That's not the big question. But the big question here ultimately is like, we've gotten to the... You got the awards, you got Vegas. Or am I jumping ahead here by saying, how did the whole Archangel thing happen?
Somebody pissed somebody off. I'm going to be honest with you. The owner of
the Archangel story. The story.
Like. Right. So to focus on that, I should call him a partner. My partner, he came to me and he was getting ready to buy Elegant Angel.
Right.
And press release, everything is all cool, and then shit just collapsed.
Right.
So he said, hey, man, I'm out. I was getting ready to work on Slut Woman 2, another Butt Woman. I had all types of shit, fucking massive facials. Yeah. And he saw something in me, and he was like, man, this is what I want you to do. I had shit getting lined the fuck up. I made phone calls. I was like, hey, I need everybody rates. This is what we're getting ready to do. Boom. Then he calls me 2 days later. He's like, hey, I'm out. I said, ugh.
Did that hurt?
Out. Like, what? No, hell no, it didn't hurt.
You know, but I mean, was it disappointing?
It was disappointing, but at the same time, I was so used to it. What was going on with fucking Elegant, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I said, hey, dog. I said, I like your style. I like how you get down. You know, we're the same age. I'm actually older than him by a month.
Okay.
But the significance between that, me and my brothers are best friends, right? And my second to oldest brother, his birthday is June 6th. Mm-hmm. And we don't argue. We agree to disagree, which is very rare.
Right.
And we're just alike. And my partner, his birthday is June 5th.
Right.
So he was like, oh, man, that shit's dope. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know when you're going to work well with a person. So I told him. I said, hey, if you have anything else, let me know. So about a month later, I was eating breakfast, and we were supposed to have a family day, not supposed to have my phone on, right, and day. I seen him call, and I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, why would he be called? Oh, maybe Elegant is talking again. So he goes, hey, man, I'm pissed. I'm like, what's up? What happened?
Yeah.
He goes, I'm getting ready to start my own company. You with me? I said, no problem. I said, when you want to meet? He said, I'm waiting on you. I said, all right, I'll be there Monday. And then from that, it was fucking history. The Booty movie came about. And I was like, really, like, how the fuck do I start a new company? Like, everybody's doing everything. I'm like, man, like, you think of the basics. Like, what are the basics? Okay, everybody loves a big ass, but everybody likes tits. So I'm like, man, what am I missing? I'm like, I gotta hit and come out strong. And I said, let me take it to the fans. And that's where the Booty movie was created.
Right.
That movie single-handedly started a company and...
Yeah, I know.
Exploded.
I know.
Exploded.
I remember when we put the blog post. And
right.
The reaction.
It was booty, cheeks, and cakes.
But the reaction was so good.
Powerful.
And the Freaky Crew was like just... I think the Freaky Crew probably not only stepped up, but like... I think within the last couple months, they've like doubled in size.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like everything is like growing at a crazy pace. And you like me, we believe in the fans. We believe in
their inclusion. What is it about?
Yeah, the inclusion of them and the Freaky Crew is.
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you bought a porn movie?
You know what? Here's one of the honest truth. I have never, ever in my life bought a porn movie.
Me neither.
Ever. Like, ever. I'm right. Going back to the 80s.
So why would I worry about making the guys happy that's in the business, the other owners happy in the business, or the girls? Yeah. Now, we take care of our girls, don't get me wrong.
But
the fans are the one that's buying it. So why wouldn't... And that's when I was thinking, like, how do we get out there? And everybody that was in the Booty movie, the fans voted for.
Yeah.
And... It's just basic. Like, what's your target? What's your aim? Like, when you start a new business, the first rule of starting a new business is Who are your customers?
Right.
Who are you selling this to?
Yeah.
Do you like
who's your
you
market?
Do? Right.
And it's funny you mention that because it's like what you did is what I do in my weird way is I call them focus groups.
Right.
In a perfect world, we'd put a room of 20 guys in a room behind a one-way mirror, and we would sit there and ask them a bunch of questions and find out what they like.
Right.
But this is our way of going, why don't we just boot blog posts?
Well,
who do you like? Right. What do you want? What do you want to see?
Exactly. And that's what Twitter is for. That's the importance of Twitter and
it's
Instagram.
It's a focus group.
It's like, you have the fans and the clients right there. Remember, they always that slogan, the customer's always right.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily true, but they are going to tell you what they want.
But you got to listen to them.
Yeah, of course. And the thing is, it's like, I think there was 117 comments on the Booty Movie.
Yeah.
One. This one
look,
right
I,
now.
Yeah, I know. This
no,
one
I looked at it. It was like 100 and something. This one right now, and I think it's like at 500.
It's over 600.
Wow.
It's fucking stupid.
This thing, and that's not even a year.
I know.
That shit released in fucking November.
I know.
But what that tells people, that's the power of the fans.
And then
if
you know,
you have the fans, you have everything.
Right. And you know whose name I see on that list a lot? I don't know if you look like
what do you have?
The one list I see, I know she's not working anymore, but Sophie D. I see a lot of people loving Sophie
Man.
D.
Man.
Did you notice that? Like
yes.
A lot of Sophie D lovers
yes,
out there.
Yes, but they don't even know that she's retired.
Yeah. And I love her to death. She's one of the nicest
she's
girls.
She's retired.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I don't want to let you guys down.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I don't want to let you guys down. But.
But there's a lot. It's crazy, though, that, like, I loved when you did the Booty Movie. And I'm just speaking as a friend, but as a fan.
Right.
But, like, the way it came about, I think it was it was smart to ask the people, what do you want? What do you want to see? And it's not you take it as you. I always say to people, you don't take it as gospel, like, oh, we're going to get what they want or I'm going to do what I want.
Right.
But you take in their consideration. You take the process of like, oh.
I make you want to buy this movie.
Yeah.
You want to be a part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for all you motherfuckers out there that's thinking that you can threaten me to put a person in a movie, fuck you. Well, if you don't put such and such in a movie, we ain't going to buy it. Don't buy it, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, and I ain't no bitch. Like, don't get the Twitter shit fucked up. You know what I mean?
So, you start Archangel. So, when did it officially start? When did the first movie come out?
November.
Okay, so November. It's now February. How many titles have come out? So,
shit, I'm going to name them.
Okay.
I'm going to get them right. The Booty Movie. Beautiful Tits. Anal Warriors. True MILF. Nina L. is the Archangel. Pound My Face. The Booty Queen, and now we have Ultimate Blondes.
So that's eight.
Yeah.
So out of those eight, how many did you direct?
Shit.
Six?
No, I said shit. I think seven.
Really?
Yeah. All of them is my vision.
Because I know you didn't do Ultimate MILF.
True MILF.
True MILF. True MILF.
Look at you. Create your own fucking titles.
I know exactly.
You're going to see his fucking
I just going to buy that URL. I'm going to buy that URL right now. So, but you, and out of like, and you're, so you're doing like two movies a month.
Yeah.
And last time I talked to your owner, he said he wants to do four movies a month.
That motherfucker crazy.
I know.
No, I can do three without fucking killing somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think we're gonna reach that. I think we're gonna keep it at two for a little bit.
So what
we might have three.
So my question to you, all of a sudden now you get this control, I wanna say, this power, this wonderful platform to do what you wanna do.
Right.
Like a lot of people, as me as also as a creator. How great is that? Like somebody's backing you.
It's
believes
cool when
you,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and he's the newest guy. Like I've
exactly.
been knowing this guy for only fucking 6-7 months.
Yeah.
And he's like, dog, you're here.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's the top guy, the owner, and then it's his partner,
right.
and then it's me.
Right.
So we were at a meeting and it's the owner.
Right.
It's me. And then it's the owner's. He goes, man, you.
And then he makes
second
it,
in command.
Yeah, but it's also cool. It's like for you, it's like I can. I know what this is like, but like he makes a decision, and you're not like, oh, let's run it up the ladder. You're talking to the top of the ladder,
right?
So you don't have
we
to,
are the ladder.
Yeah, and you don't have to dick around and wait.
No,
and,
but what's good about this is that when we have a committee, and that committee is me, the two partners, then it's Carlos, Los D. Then there's Potter.
Right.
And then it's Erica Icon. And then it's Tori Black. And we all make decisions. And then it's whoever's part of the project.
Right.
We all make the decision. It's like no person is higher than the next. And everybody has an opinion.
Right.
And that's what the movies are successful. Right. You know what I mean? Like, because, like, for instance, Nina L is the Archangel. A lot of girls got mad because it was like, oh, she's not the contract girl, but why does she get wings? I'm like, do you know that you're mad at something that she created?
Right.
Shout out to Kendra Lust. I want to go back, and I feel that if it... Kendra's Lust IR was really the smash that really...
Made a lot of noise.
Took the fans by storm.
But it made
her.
A lot of noise for
so
you
So I got to give respect to her, because if without that, would the movie have been successful? Yeah, mm-hmm. But this movie is all of what people were talking about.
You know, again...
Because of her doing her
Me
first
being
IR.
On the outside, I have to first of all say that I think... Looking at the titles, and I've looked at the trailers and everything, I don't really watch the movies because I don't watch anything. But I do love like all the girls you guys have. I mean, Jada, Remy, you know, right. Kendra, Nina, like great, great talent.
Right.
Without a doubt.
And they're all, I mean.
And they're all good performers. That's really what it comes
down
to.
They're all good performers. Even though these girls are particular, I think Nina is like the newest one. She's right. Very sweet, very humble. Kendra's particular. Jada's particular. Remy's particular. So if you can't keep these girls happy,
yeah,
then you might as well just try again.
But I think it comes down to is like these girls are great performers, and you know,
right?
They bring the A game.
But one thing that I will say about our and we got flack for it, and it came from my fucking wife. So she goes, "You spoil these girls, and you got these girls feeling some type of way." But here's my tool for all you motherfuckers that's listening. If your girl looks good, smells good, you cater to her, you get her the makeup artist she wants, right. You get her the guy she wants to fuck. And I know a lot of the fans that go, "You guys use the same guys."
Yeah.
It's not. I'm not fucking this guy. You're not fucking this guy. She's fucking this guy. So why wouldn't I give her what she wants?
Exactly. Get a better performance.
Right. She's going to do a great job because it's like people don't fucking... There's certain directors that actually go on buy the girl's clothes. Now, I was always taught if you can't dress the girl, you can't shoot the girl.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So right. It's like if I can't picture your hair a certain way and I can't go down to Hollywood or wherever I gotta go, I can go to fucking Target and get some shit to make a girl look good
mm-hmm.
because I'm creative like that.
Right.
So the thing is if I know that this woman, I should say, is taken care of completely, she's going to want to work with us again.
Right.
And I think that's why we have the Kendras coming back. We right. have the Jadas that signed to us. We yeah. have Remy that signed to us and Nina L and all these other girls that want to work for us.
Right.
A company is not even 6 months old. And a lot of girls like, "Hey, man, I want to work with you guys and I want to do this." And that yeah. shit makes me proud, man. That shows us that we're doing it the right way.
Exactly. And I always say that, like, the girls, you know... The good, the bad, and the ugly. They're like they're the reason why.
No, we don't want the ugly bitches,
we
man.
But there's like the reason we do what we do is because we love women and
exactly.
And it's also and I always say to all my girls I shoot, I always say like, "Hey, I want you to feel good. I want you to right. be your best." And that's
now
just,
when the girls when something life happens.
Yeah.
You know, just like today. We don't have a co-host, but shit, this is my motherfucking show.
Right.
If I feel like I can't hold this shit down, I shouldn't have the mic in front of my face.
Exactly.
But fuck it, I can do this shit. I can hold
but
it
I
down.
Think that making a girl feel good, you get a better performance at them.
Right.
You dress.
Nobody wants to pressure a chick to doing anything, and then you got these old dumbass makeup artists out there that fucking I can probably do makeup better than them. And it's like, come on now, you're not gonna trust a skinny chef, and you're not gonna trust a fat trainer.
Right.
So you know, come on now.
No, I agree. But I think what I like is, like I said, is the girls you have are like really good. I think the girls, the companies, I think you guys are going the right direction.
We got another girl that I didn't get to talk about. Which
who?
Is, Erica Icon.
Oh.
Erica Icon. She's our PR girl and she dope as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's been
she's
putting
the
word
out.
She's
also part of the committee, by the way.
Yeah, she's putting the word out.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, so now what's the goal this year for Archangel?
To continue to make a name for ourselves.
To build.
Continue to go out there and be a force. And we're not going to just produce movies just because we're here and that's what we want to do. We already kicked in the fucking door. So now that the door has been kicked in, the dust is settling. Now we're going to walk through
mm-hmm.
and we're going to adjust our tie, put our shades on, And we're going to let you motherfuckers know that we're here.
And what else for Mind Freak, though? Like, I mean, is it all Archangel this year for you?
Man, no. Or no? Not at all. Like, that's just taking that stage. What I got, a mainstream project in the works. I got a Mind Freak TV that's in the works. I have a reality TV show.
Good.
In the works. I got a bunch of shit, man. It's like, I create my own opportunities. I'm not waiting for nothing, but I got some cool shit that's popping.
Good.
Cool shit that's popping.
2015?
My chick has fucking whiskey popping. She got a fucking energy drink. I don't get that shit. So say, for instance, you want to get drunk.
Right.
And you want to fuck. So you can get drunk off her liquor, and then if, like, you want to fuck, you can take her energy shot. It's like, what the fuck? Just when I thought that I was killing it,
yeah,
this motherfucker gets so many goddamn deals, and she got something else that... I got to get her on the show.
I know.
On the show, so she can come out and talk about all that fucking deals. I love it.
She'll come out and just, like, bitch and complain. And like,
right. No. Because she's like, oh, I'm so busy. I'm like, look at that fucking bank account, stupid.
Yeah.
Like, are you as busy as me? No. But you get shit, and it's so fucking dope.
She started directing for Archangel?
She did. And she's a part of the fucking committee, too.
So my question is, what is she going to direct?
She has.
Are you giving her advice? Are you shooting it for her? What?
You know what? I'm her producer now. It's switched. She was producing my movies. Now I'm producing hers. Because, you know, I'm an all-in-one person. So she's not the person that's going to call and do all that shit right there. She's going to show up and she's going to share her vision. And I told her, I said, that's what I want you to focus on. I want you to establish yourself as a director. Let me book the girls and get the location, do all the grunt work.
Yeah.
And then you go, you show up, you do your job, and be creative. So, but I will tell you, she's one movie deep. She has Kendra's showcase. And then she's doing another girl movie. So she's busy. And I think she's going to, I want to establish her as at least doing one a month.
Because what I love is I always wonder, like, how a performer makes that transition and, like, what they bring, what she's going to bring to it.
Dog.
Because she understands being in front of the camera.
No, but it's like, okay, me and you know how we think.
Right.
Like, step into me and my mind and your mind, and you will find some very fascinating shit. She's another one. Yeah. You know her personally.
Yeah, I do.
So the thing is like, her directing, I just look at her, I'm like, holy shit, you're going to be on set all day. And, you know, me, I'm so used to it. I've been dealing with this shit for 10 years. And, you know, it's funny when she comes in and she does shit, I'm like, wow, that's going to be great. So if I'm able to get her to put in film what she envisions, she's going to be incredible.
Right.
She's going to be incredible.
Good.
I just can't wait for her to get started.
When's her first movie come out?
Shit. In about a month or so.
Okay.
We have to wrap it. We have one more scene left, and then it'll be done. So I'm looking forward to her. But you know what the biggest joke is?
What?
She'll probably get director of the year. Come off the gate.
Exactly. Like, Can you really?
Already put money up on it. Like, she'll fucking win an award before I would. I'm like, you fucking bitch.
you just sit there and you don't say a word, you just shake your head.
Nah, just put my dick out and just flop it right there in her face. Take this.
Have we caught up on everything?
Is
there anything we forgot?
Yeah, but we got many different podcasts that people can listen to. So fuck, don't just listen. We're not going to give it to you now.
Exactly.
So I want to thank everybody for continuing to, you know, listen to these shows. And
thank the Freaky Crew.
I apologize that I've been on a hiatus, but as you know, two movies a month. I barely get over here to put a mic in my face to where you guys can hear. But I'm working on some cool shit, so stay patient. Please follow me on Twitter at Mind Freak, Twitter and at Mind Freak Instagram. I really don't post on that shit because there's a lot of haters on there. Mr. Avery, where can they find you?
Oh, nowhere really. Right here with you.
This ain't no love show. The fuck is that? You better get that Valentine's Day shit out your system.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. We out this motherfucker. And thanks again for tuning in. And.